Professor Emeritus Peter Lynam, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to play, as I always try to do, I always try to play a song that's of some kind of connection to our topic. So I'm going to play the Radiohead song, The National Anthem.
Wow.
Because today, I believe we're talking about the most patriotic man in the world. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Tell me about Donald Trump. What's he been up to?
Donald Trump has endorsed a Bible.
Oh!
And he's selling this Bible. People have rather unkindly suggested it's to make up for the lack of income for his campaign for standing for presidency, but...
Oh, no, that's surely not the case. Bible.
He gets no money out of this Bible at all, but it's his unbelievable example of sickly American, nauseatingly American combination of religion and Trumpism and patriotism. Have you ever heard the song, God Bless the USA? I do hope you haven't.
No, maybe sing it to me. I haven't heard it.
God bless the USA, etc. There's a good deal more of that. It's. I'm proud to be an American. Mm. Or at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt that I love this land. Mm. God bless the USA. You surely have got it somewhere in the radio.
I had it, but I've lost it. Sorry.
very wisely.
I wonder when did God move headquarters from the Middle East to America? I wonder.
About 1984, right. in Reagan's era.
Right. They made an arrangement, financial arrangement.
That's right, yes. And God rightly saw that was where his best support would come from. today it's getting a bit reduced. It's very definitely Republican-focused and indeed Trump-focused. And, it's an unlikely endorsement, you might say, from a man who may specialise in selling Bibles but doesn't seem to focus on reading them
or
taking any notice of them.
No, I wondered. It's a sort of a tome for him, rather. It's sort of like an item, isn't it, rather than a...
of course, yes.
Do you think...
And this particular version of the Bible is a strange...
Oh, I've lost you there for a second. You back? Are you there, Peter? Hello, hello, hello. Oh, make of this what you will. We've been maybe we've been cut off from maybe they've heard us talking. Peter seems to have gone. One second. We'll try and get him back. How are we looking?
We're ringing.
I just realised I was sitting here quietly watching you dial.
Hi, Peter.
All right, let's try that again.
Back
you there, Peter?
Yes. Wow. My singing did it, I'm sure.
Interesting. We got cut off, and I don't know who did that.
Yes,
Trump is listening.
Person. Yes.
Where were we? Donald Trump, Bible. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, you ask.
I was going to say, do you think for some factions of the Republican Party, Donald Trump has somewhat replaced God as the kind of feverish religious reason? Or do you think God's
think
in it all?
There's always been a tendency in America in the 20th century to converge God's goals and the U.S. Republic's goals.
Yeah.
And so, even the, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee, which was a very popular song in the 50s, has the same sort of theme, that this is a country in a particular relationship with God, and God blesses it because of this. So I think there is some sort of, replacing God is a bit strong, but reflecting God.
In terms of Trump not necessarily playing along with the same kind of, conservative, he still plays the game, but in terms of just not being able to cite passages from the Bible or speak Christianly. Do you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't...
Yes, this is an odd thing because typically, and there's been studies on American presidents that show that they have a tendency to lace speeches with biblical references without necessarily citing them because it just sounds good to do that.
Yeah.
Now, Trump's not known for that.
No.
But he is claiming big time some sort of connection, and I wonder... I mean, one thought, which might be positive, is that perhaps in some ways his support party is reducing somewhat to just this kind of American patriot group. Mind you, that could be a huge group, I suppose.
Mm. Who knows?
That's the interesting aspect of it. I mean, the other bit that strikes me as amazing is to throw in the US Constitution and various constitutional documents and effectively to put the sacred air of the Bible, embrace those documents.
Mm.
But then, you see, no American will find that surprising at all because the belief that somehow the US Constitution was a divine intervention is a very powerful belief in the USA.
Yeah. Hey, someone's just texted in saying, kia ora, before we get too righteous, don't forget God defend New Zealand.
That is very true, that kind of aspiration or God save the Queen or whatever, that religious language and authority do have a tendency to embrace each other rather closely.
And I was going to say, actually, that in New Zealand we don't tend to marry them, but we've got Luxon there and he would probably be quite glad to do that.
Yes, but then you see he proceeds to hide it at the very point where Trump trumpets it, if you pardon the dreadful language. So that it's the characteristic of New Zealand, that even if you look at God Defend New Zealand, that it's a bit obscure about exactly which God and how men of every creed and race gathered here before thy face. So it embraces the version of God from very different spaces. Whereas this God is very much the Christian, well, even evangelical God, who particularly blesses particular peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And is going to bless Trump, apparently.
Yeah. Yep. It's weird, isn't it? The idea that God in particular is interested in one of the political parties too, not so much the other one. And they can do sort of anything they want, but just as long as they say, God's head.
Of course, here the puzzle is that you'd think that the Democrats would go in exactly the opposite direction. But I don't know that that's true, because when you look at Biden carefully currying favor from the Jewish lobby, and even when he's highly annoyed with the Israeli government, still being careful enough that he doesn't offend too many people from the religious right.
Yeah.
So it's not a very sharp difference between the two. But Biden would never stoop to claim that he has the right to declare some special connection with the Bible that would be implied by this version of the Bible, which is seen as, you know, Trump's Bible.
Well, and is there something special about this Bible? Has he signed them, or has he got his name on them somewhere? Or?
Well, the funny thing is that it's the authorized version of the Bible from 1611, which was the version that James I of England endorsed.
King James version, is it?
And James I, not renowned as a friend to the colonists in America, and nor as the British Crown. So the authorized version, but it has high status in certain of the more traditional, especially evangelical churches. They love this version
of the
Bible. Yeah,
it's got the more ye olde language, eh?
That's right. Which, but the other thing is, it's out of copyright. And so it doesn't cost the publisher anything to use it, whereas all the popular versions of the Bible of today, the Revised Standard Version and the New International Version and the like, are all in copyright, so you would have had to have paid to use them. This is a cheapie, if you like. And it makes you wonder, how can you justify $59.95? Because, you know, in the States you can buy a similarly nicely bound edition of the Bible for about $35-$40. But there's a bit of money to be made with Trump's endorsement.
Well, indeed. It sounds like you know, might need to get on a plane and go with your big long stick and turn the tables over in the temple there, Peter, I have to say. One of my favourite stories from the Bible is Jesus entering the temple and going in with a big stick and knocking over all the tables of all the people trying to make money in the temples.
Yes, and as somebody has suggested, when you think about it, it is precisely the kind of Pharisees and the like that this Bible is appealing to, the Pharisees of the modern age.
So oh, nice. Well, with that, we might have to go and well, we've got some news coming up shortly, so I better run. I could talk about Trump's Bible for a long time. I kind of get a kick out of giving him a little kick, but you know, don't we all?
But just don't play the music.
No. Oh my goodness, no. Absolutely not. Thank you very much. Peter, we always love talking to you. We'll be talking to you again very shortly. And
brilliant.
Have a wonderful week. See you soon.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, there you go. You can get Donald Trump's Bible for only $59.95 American. Get in there. Right on.